cliffcentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is live again. This is your pastor calling. Yes, we've been away. We've been distracted by the delights of the secular world. But we are back now, sheeping and eating. All the things I could do if I had a little sheepy in my midnight wool.
Hallo mense, welkom by die Casper Radio Show. Ons is live from Johannesburg. And next to me sits a most beautiful, beautiful girl. But more about Andre Schwartz later. First, we have Shemaine Harris. Good morning, Shemaine. Are you well, my darling?
You vicious, vicious man.
No, I'm not. I'm funny.
Vicious, I'm hurt. He's calling you. What? You should be calling me, Andre.
Sorry, Andre, what did you say?
I said, tough luck, anyone. You know, if you're not shaping up, you have to wiggle something and get noticed. I think that's what it's like on this program.
Trust Welcome, Andre Schwartz. Welcome to the show.
Donkey Kasi.
It's so nice to have you here. And Shemaine, you were about to say I am what?
No. My wiggle won't go anywhere. So okay. Andre was saying maybe I could wiggle a little bit.
Okay. No, that's fantastic. And where is my one and only Jane? Jane, where are you? Come in. We have to talk to you, my darling. You see, Jane...
Is she even hearing you? Let me go and see where
she is. I don't know. I think she is. There she is. She made an appearance with us a couple of weeks ago when I was here live, and I said, Jane, from now on, you're with us. She was there last. She was on the ground. There she is. And she was explaining this is the way you welcome in her custom the new arrivals. So, Jane, you can get up the floor. Just shout hello from there.
You didn't say anything to me. You're supposed to say nda.
Did you not hear?
My fucking cultural lesson.
You are a woman. You're supposed to say ah. Nda is for men.
Nda.
Honey, but you're making me very uncomfortable on the floor. Please sit. Yes, please.
You can get up now. Nda. Nda.
So this is my culture. So, but was food? All right.
People, that noise is Jane clutching the mic like a red hot penis.
Okay, I'm here.
Can you put your things on?
Let me put my mic on.
Jane.
Your Chelsea bun.
I want to ask you to enlighten us today about the way you treat, respect, and go about with older people.
Okay.
Please explain to me. My mother is 88.
Oh.
So what would happen to her? Would she also lie on the floor?
She have to lie on the floor.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever you are old or young, is the respect. This is our culture. We can't change our culture because we're growing up. You must understand that. Whatever you are 100 and something, you have to do the same thing.
But why does he have to lie on the floor when she's 88? Can't we just give her a little camp bed?
You can't do that.
Can't.
You can't. Especially when the king arrives. Especially if the king...
What king? What king?
You know, in our culture, we do have the king and the kings.
What's the king's
name? It's those people who are looking after us.
So it's like the statesman, the tribesman, the chief.
You know, I went to the funeral to Venda. You can't believe. Because I'm Bedi, I'm not Venda. Everyone was lying on the floor. I was like, oh my God. My mom, she was like, oh my God, what is this now? And other lady, she was telling my mom, please, can you lie on the floor? That's the king. We have to lie on the floor while she speak. When he speak, actually. He was speaking, people, they're lying on the floor. And when he's finished, they say, You see?
Yeah.
Done.
But can't they just say that and not lie on the floor?
Yeah.
I have a big problem with 88-year-old ladies having to lie on the floor.
I'm with you, Andre.
To me, the king's ego should come down a bit.
They don't have a problem with that because they respect their culture.
So
what do you do for if you got a bed shop where you shop beds? Do you go and shop floors?
You can just do your hands like this, actually. You can just do your hands like this. Just to show respect.
Is this respect?
Yes.
That's nice.
You can't just see the king and stand and say, "My name is Casper. I'm doing the show at Cliff Central." No, that's not working, dear.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. So what you do, let me just explain to the listeners, is you put your one hand out with the palm.
You must put your hand like this and your head.
You. The other one, you put in your
look
hand.
Look at me.
I'm looking.
Your head must look down.
And your head skewly
you don't have
down.
To face the queen like the way I'm facing you now.
Okay.
You do?
The king.
So you put your head skew and
you
down.
You must look at down until he says it's okay.
I'm glad I'm not a vendor.
That's
you know
what? I can
say.
I'm glad I'm not white.
And to all the listeners, that was Casper doing that.
You see, it's to show that Casper is learning something.
Exactly.
He's
Michelle,
learning.
Our one listener that we know of, says welcome to you.
Oh, thank you.
A special welcome to the lovely Jane.
Ah, actually, I really appreciate that.
But that was after you said you're glad you're not white. I think she's changed her mind.
After you say you are not, you are glad because you're not vendor. I reply you because you said, I'm glad I'm not vendor. I said, I'm glad I'm not white.
Yes, but white is not just white. You got English, German.
Let
you
me
get
tell
Afrikaans,
you something, Casper, that you don't know.
Dutch, you get this.
If you're white, you're married to a vendor culture, you must change your culture. You know that.
It's like Jewish, when you must become a Jew.
Like Ambedi, we're not doing those things. I'm married to vendor. I have
you
to
must.
Change. I must. It's a first. I have to change everything. I didn't know how to speak vendor before. But you must learn how to speak vendor. Because you can't go to vendor and speak baby.
But they're strict.
They are so strict.
Yes.
Actually, we need one of the listeners. Probably we don't have a phone call. Maybe they can call or maybe they can just send there.
I don't like calls, but they can send a WeChat.
WeChat.
Or they can do a tweet.
Tweet and tell us how they do.
What?
At the culture. At the vendor culture, actually.
If they vendor. I don't think we got a lot of vendor listeners.
It's a lot, eh? There's a lot of vendor listeners.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, so how do we say, can you say in vendor, please? They must call in.
Ah, but to both have a vendor, bochechele sao, bangara phone la namusi, or bangara sendela email, ka WeChat, ka Casper.
E Twitter?
Cliff Central, ka Twitter at Cliff Central. Ah, rukwelewa. You forget to do that, actually.
It's difficult for me this early in the morning.
Try that.
Okay, I'm going to sit on something.
That's wrong.
Look, Jane, what I got. Someone sent me this, Shemaine, Andre. It's from Take A Lot.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know who sent it. Who sent this? Sarita, was it you? If it was you, yes, sis.
Can you open the box first, then you can see?
And it looks like the stuff you need, hey?
Oh, my God.
What is that?
That's for the doggy boat.
That's a doggy boat. Oh, my God. Your dog, they're going to enjoy this, actually.
But you know, Jane.
Yes?
What's his name? John D of the Sex Show. He thought maybe it's good for a sex toy.
Even me, because this is like a plastic. When you just massage your penis with this, it's going to work nicely. I think so. Let me try massage my boobs and see if it's going to work.
No.
Is that part of vendor culture?
Okay,
look at this.
I'm getting very nervous. I'm going to leave the building.
Sorry,
yeah, we
sorry.
Got some butt balls for very big people.
Okay, this is the boss.
This is like two tennis balls with a string.
Oh my God, I like this.
Andre is hyperventilating.
Yeah, I'm leaving the building.
You don't have to leave. Okay, let's do like this. We're not going to say anything anymore. Let me leave before you go.
No, it's fine.
I don't want you to feel like you are not welcome.
He's got
to this
a culture
show.
Shock now.
This is a culture. You must respect my culture. I have to respect your culture.
Is it your culture to take a doggy bone and rub it against your boobs? I have not seen many Venda women doing that in the street. I promise you. And I don't know where they're all going to buy these doggy bones.
No, I just explained that I'm Betty. I just married Betty, to
well,
Venda.
Well, you've married to Venda and you had to take over the culture. So I'm now confused. Have you got Venda culture or Betty culture?
Actually,
well, she's got petty.
She doesn't know.
She's got petty blood. But yes. She has to be Venda because of her strict Venda husband.
She has a Venda in her now and then.
By the way, Cindy from Ireland says, welcome, Jane.
Welcome, Casper, you too, because we missed you for two.
She's listening from with her daughter in Ireland.
Cindy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, welcome, Jane.
Thank you.
So this is a bounce with rope, can be stuffed with treats. That'd be nice, Jane, you and I. Well, maybe you can try that with your husband. Stuff it with stuff.
Let me see.
And then you put it somewhere where he must find it.
This is getting out of hand.
I think
thought Jonty was just done with his sex show, and now we continue.
This morning when I saw you, you warned me and Casper about the picture that we took last time. Remember?
Yeah.
So, Casper, can we just cool down a little bit?
Yeah. Because I think the sexual tension, Jane, between us.
Actually, next time when I come here, I have to wear the dim glasses, actually, to dim myself that I can look at you, Casper. Because, oh my God, please, I'm so sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, just get a room. That's all I have.
Ladies and gentlemen, exactly. This is me and Casper. You don't have to mind us, actually. We do this all the time.
This is the Casper Radio Show with Shemaine Harris, Jane Mujachi.
Mujachi. You see, high five for that.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Stupid.
Oh my God, do you understand this thing?
Of course.
I'm a rain queen.
I understand that.
Oh, Casper, at least he knows something about the culture.
He does.
He does.
This guy, we come a long way.
Oh my God, how do you know about the rain queen?
I think everybody knows about Mujachi, the rain queen.
Can you tell me where Mujachi came from?
Yes, she came from the heavens because she fell from the hell.
Oh, that's not true, actually. That's not true.
She came from the heaven because she fell from the hell.
You think I can
Your
just...
face was beautiful when you tried to work that out.
I like that.
You know what, Jane?
Yes.
Andre and I know each other now for, 30-odd years?
30?
Yes.
How?
We were varsity contemporaries. We were both at Stellenbosch.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you've been knowing each other for a long time.
Shemaine was our lecturer, so she is now.
She didn't tell me that she's a lecturer.
And now she's 74 now.
No, you know what's her problem? I realize that she's a lecturer because when she come here all the time, she just lecturing me a lot.
She lectures you. I can see.
Oh my God!
It's that finger under your nose, and she's telling you stuff.
Oh, you're a lecturer, darling.
Jane, I thought we are friends. Now you are.
No,
messy
I can't.
Now.
You know what? I can't have a friend. I can't be a friend with a lecturer. Actually,
just because there are boys here, you are now turning against me. Man, Sisi, how?
Oh, darling, we are still friends.
How are you doing?
We are still friends.
Okay.
We are still friends.
Yeah. So there is a place called the University of Stellenbosch, and Andre and I met there. I studied Pedi.
Oh.
And drama. But I left the Pedi because it was much too difficult.
Okay, let's just stop right there.
Yes?
You study Pedi. Mm. Can you tell me one word of Pedi that you know?
Fuck me.
Fuck me is that Pedi. I said, can you tell me one word? Kasipedi.
Love. Twitter.
Lerato.
Ah, Lerato
is love.
Yeah. I remember.
You
Jane.
Study Pedi also?
No, I didn't study Pedi. I did Latin.
I was thought maybe you are.
What would we do Pedi in South Africa? We
Jane.
Speak Latin mostly.
Jane, I want to apologize because I didn't do my homework. Remember, I was gone for a couple of weeks. So
Next time, I
forgot all my words.
Actually, I want to tell you something.
Yes, I'm
Next
sorry.
Time when you go for a long time, just phone me and say, Jane, I'm not going to come for the show this weekend, next weekend, that weekend.
Were you waiting for me, my darling?
I've been waiting for you for such a long
darling.
Time. So you must apologize, actually, to this.
Okay, wait. Have we got apologize music?
Okay.
We have to.
You have to.
Okay. We are, well, yeah, okay. Jane, just hang on. I'm switching on my apology music.
I would love to know what apologize music is.
So do I.
That would be very interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Now this iPad doesn't work. Please, iPad, I need to apologize. I need to apologize to Jane.
Just say, Jane, gukhopela tshwarelo.
Jane, Chotewala Pacerello.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What can I say?
I want to say, Jane.
I'm not better. So, hey.
Jane, just listen to this and.
I'm so sorry for having had you wait.
I'm so sorry to disappear for a long time.
What does that mean?
Is that you?
No.
Yes.
Oh my God, is that you?
No.
It's him.
You had a such nice voice, eh?
I can't sing, it's not me.
Actually, you look like
it
your voice,
him.
By the way.
It's Casper.
Oh my God.
She's talking cuck.
Oh my
it
God.
It says my love. Can't we just forgive?
And forget.
And
You know.
You know the song.
I know the song. Is that you?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. You're looking good like your voice.
Why are you looking with you. Him with a different glint in your eye now?
Because, okay, let's go there. Actually, okay, I didn't know that you're a singer.
I'm not actually.
Oh, you tried to sing and you did very well.
Yeah, he's fooling everyone.
But he did very well, by the way. I like it. I like the song.
It's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song, actually.
It's not my song originally, but it's a beautiful song.
Who wrote the song, actually?
I have no idea.
It's a German.
Yeah.
Kann wir nicht einfach schlagen und vergessen. It's an old German fucking song. But he sang his own original stuff. And you know what, Jane?
Yes.
He has been starring as... Have you heard about The Phantom of the Opera?
Yes. I saw that on your Facebook page, surely.
And he was the Phantom.
Oh, my God. Look who I'm sitting next to.
I look better with a mask.
Oh, my goodness.
But, much better.
But your body can tell me a lot, actually. Your body is so good.
He's got a good body, eh?
So good, actually.
Yeah. I should have worn my clothes.
That thing is just useless. She flirts. It's like it just comes like that.
Why
she
are you saying
know.
That? I was actually feeling a bit special now, and now you just told me she did that to all the boys.
Oh my God. Not just to all the boys, to all the girls too. I have to run out of here every now and again.
You are a lecture. Exactly. Don't forget that. You are a lecture.
Phantom of the Opera. You forgot his words then.
I constantly do it.
Where is he now? Night unfurls its splendor. It's him, Jane. Grasp
it. Can I come and watch you when you sing, actually?
If you can afford a ticket.
Caspar will live.
But you are welcome to, but you have to lie on the floor when you come in.
I have to.
To the theater.
I have to lie on the floor.
Because there I am king.
You are a king, actually. Yeah. Even now you are a king, actually. I'm respecting you.
That's very sweet.
Oh my God.
You're welcome anytime.
Okay.
And then you'll sit and wave.
Shh.
Close your eyes and surrender to your darkest dream. Your thoughts of the life you knew before. Close your eyes, let your spirit start to soar.
Nice, eh?
Nice, eh?
No,
discutable.
At least you can do your thing, say. Eh? Okay.
Well, Jane, I want to thank you for being with us and ruining the show. It's lovely. And every week, I can't wait to welcome you.
Actually, I'm so happy because I ruined the show. But he didn't tell me that I ruined the show. He was so happy because he told me that he's a king.
He's a king, yeah.
He's
of the theater.
Of the theater,
yes.
Actually.
So when you enter, you will roll through the aisles
like
a fucking vendor.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome anytime.
I have to.
The darkness of the music of the night. Let your mind start to journey through a strange new world. Live all thoughts of the world you knew before. Let your soul take you where
only then can you belong to me. Floating, fallen, sweet intoxication. Touch me, trust me, savor each sensation. Let a dream.
Here with my special guest. His name is
An Extra Special
Andre Schwartz, and he sang this beautiful song in Phantom of the Opera. And what do they say there on the WeChats, Charmaine, my love?
Let me tell you, I'm going to shout a little bit. Brad says, wow, your voice for the Phantom is brilliant, obviously talking to Andre. And then again, he goes further and he says, I saw Phantom of the Opera at the Monty. The Phantom was hot.
Thank you,
hot,
Brad.
Hot, hot. That was Brad. And then Surieta said, Ek was kassie and support van jou show for Halfrida in for Kent.
Sarita, you are just, I don't know, you're an angel waiting. No, you got your wings now. You're waiting for your little halo. You're fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And Alfreda and Kent will be so glad. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take pictures of them with it. And I'm going to give it to them on stage tonight. And you know what, Sarita? I'm coming to Cape Town to a couple of venues. And one of them is Gate 69. And I will bring those gifts. No, no. You will buy me more gifts for Alfreda and Kent. And I will give it to them on that stage. I haven't finalized the dates yet, but it's in March. Remember that we got a show tonight. Still alive at the Monty Studio, and tomorrow night and the next week when I finish. And I loved it. That's why I was gone, people, because I couldn't cope. I just couldn't cope. But I had yesterday, I had off. So that's why I can be here today. I'm going to sleep this afternoon and do the show. But enough about me. Andre, let's talk about me.
I'm going to the show tonight. Have you remembered? Did you remember? So I'm looking forward to you. Better yeah. sleep and be on top form.
Oh, Andre's going to be at the show tonight, Charmaine.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Charmaine?
Okay, there I go. Yes, I heard, Cassie. I did. I'm not going to go into the conversation. Because all I want to know is how you doing? How are you coping? Is it fun again to be on stage for such an extended period of time?
It is. It's fun. It's fun to be dilly because when you're older, you don't care. Mm. And the more mistakes you make, the funnier the show gets.
Okay.
And so when you make peace with that, it's a piss. I love it.
Okay. And the fact that it's been extended, I mean, that must have been amazing for you to, you know, to have that. Yeah. Where you go, like you go
like Monty people, like the Monty people wants to see more. That's nice. Because it's, you know, it's theatre, darling.
Mm.
It's theatre. I come, you know, from the casino world the last couple of rounds. I know I did play Artscape and stuff like that, but still, the Peter Tureen crowd I haven't played for years. And years, so it's great.
Back to your roots,
back to reality.
And they're a lovely crowd. They've got a beautiful sense of reference. Hey, Casper, you know they
yeah. No,
they catch on to any reference immediately, and they know where you're going because they go to a lot of theatre, which is great.
And Brad is totally in love with you. Andre says no one can nail. Very few people can nail the music of the night.
That is very, very kind. Thank you, Brad.
It is. Because, you know, music of the night, agree with me, Andre, it's got three parts. It's that high falsetto you have to go to. Then you've got to do that same note again. What do you call that? Loud.
In full voice, yeah.
Full voice. And then you get that last note where all the fucking chords in the world intermesh. And you got to keep going straight on that one
note. Am I right?
Exactly. And it's atonal at a stage, and it's quite a challenge to keep that note.
I know.
And I sang at, I think it was the U Awards, and in the break they wanted me to run up two flights of stairs, and then you sing that note. It was quite scary.
Could you Did you do it?
Could I do it?
Of course you could. This is Andre Schwartz.
But that one was tasty. So, yeah.
How do you know Andre, Charmaine, through your work with documentaries? No, what do
yes,
you do?
With,
journals?
With, yes.
You know him like that. Did you do an interview with him?
Yes.
Yes, we've done many.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I wondered. I thought so.
I can also name drop. You know, I just don't do.
Well, drop it. Drop the names and drop them now.
Well,
please.
I'm gonna name drop him in terms of Cusper. You know that he did his first stand up at my 21st.
Oh, the wow! Theme,
yes,
the theme was 1920 to 40s Oscar evening. And Casper stood up, and he did his first piece of stand-up comedy there.
Oh, wow. So you are to blame for the mess he's
I know. I'm sorry, South Africa.
I'll never remember it. I'll never forget it. So I was standing on a brick wall.
That's it.
And I did my comedy from there because it was such
nobody could see
a low-budget 21st that they didn't have a fucking stage for me.
No, we didn't.
So I ran into his house, or the house where we had the 21st, played a tape, ran back, stood on the wall and did my stuff. But I remember laughter, and I remember waking up very nicely the next day.
Sounds like you were totally out.
With a hangover, hopefully.
Yeah, well, something was hanging over me.
Exactly.
And no, that was a joke, people. I was just trying to be very, very funny.
I was just trying to not think, stuff.
I was just thinking of the guest list and thinking,
who was it?
What was hanging over Cusper at that stage?
Oh, my goodness. Now, I must tell you that we have a section on this program called Stoff Puppies, which is Golden Oldies, Andre. And I'm going to play the intro.
Stoff Puppies
And it's being brought to us by an amazing company called...
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
By Sandwich Baron. That's absolutely right. Now, now I'm supposed to play the Sandwich Baron ad. I'm furiously and frantically looking for that fucking ad, but I can't find it, so I'll have to improvise it. What will I have today? Ah, a nice sandwich from Sandwich Baron, from all their branches. They are the cheapest, but not their bread. They are the bestest. And it's Jesus. And it is potatoes and everything for so cheap. I feel like a whore when I walk in Sandwich Baron. It's so cheap, but it's so nice. Sandwich Baron is the best ever. And what's our Stoff Puppy today, Andre? Who did you want to talk about?
Well, it's somebody from bygone days.
Yeah, I thought maybe a golden oldie that made an impression on you, which you liked. Or...
A lovely little song that made an impression on
you. Yes.
Well, seeing that we're at Cliff Central, I sort of would think of something like a Cliff Richard little number, which I think one of my most favorite songs when I grew up was a song called Miss You Nights.
I love that song.
The lyrics were just so gorgeous in those days, and I revisited them a while ago, and they really are still exquisite.
Are they in a home that you revisited them?
I revisited them on Google.
Oh, they're sitting in a home, and you knocked and said, sorry, you know, I want to see everything. The lyrics of Miss You Nights, and there they were, and you said, it's so nice to visit you again.
But don't you find you do revisit stuff?
Uh-huh. No, you do.
In your head, on Google, on stuff, and then suddenly you look at it and you think, was this a fleeting childhood thing that I thought that this was something relevant? And then suddenly you look at it and, yeah, it's great to see that it's still gorgeous. And you went completely stupid at that age.
That's what I was just thinking. You actually realize how clever you were, that you actually understood it, and it still, you still have remnants of it, you know, resonating. And now the experience is just fuller because your life experience is just more. And,
well, talk about life experiences. Poor Cliff Richard. He's been the rumors swirling around his
sweetheart.
Head. Poor thing. Tell us, when did he start, Charmaine? Can you Google it up for us?
When did he start with the rumor, or when did he
when did he start fucking young boys? No, when did he start?
Actually, his music? Actually, okay, he says it doesn't matter what his sexuality is. So, and just for me, it's also like these things are so fluid these days. You don't even care whether someone is.
Is it seriously still speculative with him? I can't imagine. But no, I mean,
he's put it to rest now. There was a very mean story about him, and it was thrown out of court now, and they apologized.
But he was sort of the British counterfoil to Elvis, actually.
He was.
In the
You're
50s.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. He made his movies, Holiday, yes. Some Holiday.
Yeah. And he started also in 58. In 1958 that's when his music career started, and that's also the first time he appeared on telly. And there's a quote that he said for one of the shows. He said, "It's wonderful to be going on TV for the first time, but I feel nervous that I don't know what to do. I shaved my sideburns off last night."
Oh, I thought pubic hairs. Yeah.
Because apparently someone believed that it would make him look more original. So
good,
see?
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's probably an anti-Presley thing, the fact that he had
clever that he did that.
That he had to remove it, he did look different from...
Well, Elvis with these sideburns, yeah.
That's true. Mm. Never thought of that.
Clever Cliff.
Mm.
Yes.
So, and also your man was born in India, in St. George's Hospital. Is Indian.
So Freddie Mercury, yeah?
Freddie Mercury, yeah. Two of the biggest Brits musical stars were not born on the home turf.
Well, I got a fantastic sting for surprising news, and it is fuck me sideways with a feather.
Oh, fuck me sideways with a feather.
Wow, didn't know that one.
Where? No, rather not. I actually don't want to know. Certain things are best not known.
I have not been here for such a long time. I love it. Oh, Cassie, you're one in a million.
But he had wonderful hits.
Yes, he did. She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman. She's gonna get you. Do you remember that one? But I mean, I don't even want to sing in front of you because you're so good, Andre.
But
no.
Let's sing more. Let's sing more. And he can lead us.
Okay. It's so funny how we don't talk anymore.
It's so,
and give that one that you said earlier.
I've got one. Carrie doesn't live here anymore. Carrie's to room on the second floor. Sorry that she left no forwarding address. That is no to me.
Was it not Alice wat gewaar het sonder 'n adres nie? Was it Carrie?
Nee, Harry.
What I heard was that Carrie and Alice sort of paired up as two lesbians.
I thought something like that happened.
Oh, they hooked up?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that's why Cliff turned out the way he did, allegedly.
Allegedly?
Yes.
He had lots of hits, but shall we go to that stunning song that Andre talked about? Because, oh my God, it's a beautiful song, and it makes me sad sometimes.
Oh, you also revisit it.
I sang it a lot of times in my show.
Hmm.
Yeah. What I will do is I will tell you what I did in my version that's different from Cliff. But for now, let me shut up and ask Cliff to remember those nights he misses.
I've had many times, I can tell you, times when innocence I trade for company.
What does he mean with that? Innocence I trade for company. Is that...
Saw me crying.
Sorry?
That's a bit dubious, and we can't say those things on air. Not even here.
Okay, let me go on.
but these missing nights.
And then I used to go, Charmaine. Well, it's too late now. I'll show you later.
The longest midnight diamonds stud my heaven.
He used to put on his disco ball there in this song. And so you also all the midnight diamonds. Lie your
base and the warm winds that embrace me. Just as surely kissed your face.
And then I used to go, Charmaine.
Yeah, these miss you nights,
you know them well. They are the longest. You see, I added my own little thing. Isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
How I missed you.
How I missed you.
I'm not likely to tell. I'm a man. Light by the pride I'd rather sell.
All my secrets.
All my secrets are a wasted.
That's gorgeous. We should invite him to do a version with us.
You know them well.
We should. We should. Especially we should. Now that he's feeling clean. A bit cuck, yeah.
No.
Thinking of my going.
Love those girls.
Yeah.
How to cut the thread and leave it all behind.
That's just about abortion.
When this video comes.
For my comfort, I take each day as it arrives.
Oh, that's beautiful words, especially if you're depressed.
But these miss you nights.
Oh, my goodness.
All the longest.
And now comes the bridge.
Lay down our thoughts for your surrender. It's only me who's killing time.
Wonder who wrote it, actually.
Lay down our dreams and things once remembered.
Charmaine, I think we should find
it's
out who wrote
the
it.
Same. This miss you gave.
Who wrote Miss You Nights? I think I know. It's one of his regular contributors, I think, who wrote it. If I remember correctly. But it's a beautiful song, and whoever wrote it should get a knighthood.
Cliff Sucherians.
Yes.
Or he has.
He's Sir Cliff already, hey?
Yeah, he is Sir Cliff already.
Oh, shame. Now he must be Lord Richard.
Yeah, this miss
you
nights.
You know them well.
All the longest.
God, I'm going to BG.
Do you remember? Yeah, you can net near BG resist.
I can't resist. You'll see tonight, Andre, in the show alive, I do BGs. I can't help it.
You always. It's like something that just is in your DNA. You just wanted to be a BG.
I wanted to be a BG.
They would have sold more albums if you were.
You know what? My biggest upset in my whole life is the Bee Gees came to Loftus Versfeld, as it was known, and I booked tickets, the best tickets I could find. You could only stand in front of the stage. I didn't want to do that, so I bought the best seats. In my absence, because I went overseas, and I came back and I would have gone with Henrietta Grevenberg to the show. In my absence, they have changed the standing because no one wanted to buy it, and they made it seating arrangements. So everyone was sitting right in front, but I didn't buy those seats because I was trying to be...
You must have been fuming.
I was so furious that I actually sat in front on seats until the people who bought those seats chased me away. So I wanted to see the Bee Gees with such a sore heart, and I was so I couldn't. Who wrote Miss Unites?
Miss Unites was written by a man called Dave Townsend.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an Island Records move that. And listen, here is the nice thing. Maybe that's why it rings so true, you know, and the emotion is so apt all the time. Mm-hmm. He wrote it when his girlfriend was on holiday. So it was he actually really did miss the...
And he was like wanking at night.
Possibly, you know. So he was, and Cliff and Westlife apparently are the ones who did it mostly more famous than, yeah. So, yeah, but you want to know how much money the man has, if it's even possible.
Wait. Listen to this. We're going to talk about it now. This is Andre Schwartz. I want to play it for a reason. You can tell me why I'm playing this. Okay, you can ding us, WeChat or Twitter me, why am I playing this song? What did the WeChat say?
Brad says, Brad, that spelling off had me going. Trantrack Music says he. And then Cindy Munro, my daughter thinks I'm mad for singing Cliff Richard songs along with you in the traffic in Dublin. Great music. Thank you, Cindy.
Yeah.
And then Brad is busy. I mean, I think it's you, Andre. It's you. It's absolutely, yeah. He says Cliff Richard is a naughty sausage. What does he know that we don't?
I don't know. Andre, do you know Brad?
I don't know Brad.
Okay, well.
I don't know Brad.
Why am I playing this song, people? You know you can tweet at Casper Radio Show, Casper Radio Show. You know that, eh? Because it doesn't look like it. I'm waiting here for you to tweet me this fuck all at Casper Radio Show. Otherwise, the WeChat. Don't you know? Yeah, very good, Mark. And hang on, and very good. Who's Demo? He's a cunt. I will show you what he wrote.
Yeah, okay.
I won't read it. Mark, you're right. Ek love hierdie song. It's a musiek video met Casper in Tobi. You're right. That's what we did. Years and years ago, there was this Miss South Africa, Michelle Bruce, am I right?
That's right, Michelle, was it?
And Michelle played your love interest and your new girlfriend. And then Tobi Cronier, Pia Knussen, and I played your drag girlfriends.
You were all my exes.
Oh, yeah, we were playing in drag your exes.
That's
sorry,
right.
But it's the first time that it was ever done, I think, in Afrikaans music video. It was very popular. It was very funny. And I think we shot 3 days on that music video. And it was so much fun, Andre. I'll never forget that.
There's a moment that I think was probably the funniest at Zoo Lake when you went running. They all sort of jumped over a pole, and you got there and realized there is no way.
Oh, it's a bin. A ZB
was
bin.
So funny. Of course, you couldn't jump over the same thing as Tobi Cronier can.
No, he could just walk over it.
It was hilarious. And it was this stop like a horse. It was very funny.
I do. Oh, my, wait a minute, Charmaine.
It's on YouTube. A very bad quality. You can have a look.
Okay, I'm going to go. Anyway,
this version I just played, it's a new mix.
It's a new mix.
It was years and years and years ago. I mean, it is when it's when you watch it now, you can't believe video or television used to look like that. It's like so out of focus. Now with your HD, 4K, 3D curved fucking TVs, it's so crispy clear. But we are sort of like in three different stages. It looks like a Marvel special effect when we walk across the screen. But it's actually a very, very good and funny video. Did it win awards?
There weren't awards for videos in those. We did it and we had record sales and respect from the public. We didn't need awards.
What was your first hit where you became a well-known name?
It was probably a song called Liever Alles Hier.
And I know it. And it's a beautiful song. Alles hier in die bome, in die vruchte, in die boert.
Okay.
Remember that.
The words are a little different. But we know Casper. He's got a beautiful ability to take a good song.
And fuck it up.
And make it his own and seriously fuck it up.
But you know what? I actually got it because I was thinking, what song is that? I didn't know. Begin to herkenning die dingie. So it works.
But Casper, do you remember the song you wrote for me for Road Safety?
Oh, I love that song.
And you rapped in it.
I do. Dus my mense onder 16 en 47. Let's go. Can you remember?
I can't remember the song.
Say numbers.
Kijk, dink en bly lewe. That was the chorus. Kijk,
dink en bly lewe. Waarop hy dink. Dus vir mense onder 80 en kinders onder 7. Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Sy naam is Klaas. Sy naam is Slak.
Sy vaan is Slak.
Sy vrou het geleer om kon 'n karweer in die verkeer. Sy weernaam, sy bynaam was ook Klaas geswind, want waar hy baie warrel wind. En hy ry 'n hond uit die bos, ou maat. Hy kan nie klippe oorspat. This is like 750,000 years ago. So
I remember sitting where I was sitting writing that at the piano. I remember it now as we speak. Yeah, and I loved that little thing, the melody of Kijk, dink en bly lewe.
It was very choral.
It's very beautiful. Yeah, and the rest was more Czechos public. Ba-ba-ra-ra-ram, ba-da-ba-dam, bam-bam. So,
there's obviously a gap in my education.
Yeah, I must go look for that. That video must go onto YouTube. That is one of those sterling things that we have to see forever.
I actually have a copy somewhere. Let's just
please
check.
Put it on YouTube.
I'll do that and I'll let you know.
And Mark asks if you can't put a better version on YouTube of Aquianuit we've seen as well, please, because it's the one that's cuck. It's on.
That is the only one that I have access to. So if there's anybody out there who has a better version, I would love that. We Mark, will. I fully agree with you. I'd love another one.
Yeah, I also have it on video. You see, those times we had videos and you had to choose between Beta and VHS and then you taped. I just want to see that we have covered everything. You have done The Phantom of the Opera to great acclaim, André Schwartz. What else? Let me just tell you, I was so proud, sir. I walked in the West End. I walked into a very famous shop in the West End, show business shop. And there on the show of rock, I saw André Schwartz singing musicals, a CD of yours.
That was...
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was in London more or less a year after, and it's quite nice walking in there and seeing amongst all those guys.
Amongst all those guys, Michael Crawford, Michael Ball, they were all out. And then I asked the guy, how did you get this CD? And he says, why? I said, because I know him. He's my friend. I didn't say it like that. I know him. He's my friend. But he played Phantom in South Africa. Okay. So are you a musical animal, or did you do that for once and you don't really want to do it? Because you are an actor. You are very good. You're very funny, too. We've done some improv shows together.
That was such fun.
Yes.
You know that he threw me into the deep end And I loved it. And you were so generous. You, Karin, everybody, you were so generous on stage. I mean, the way you guys obviously fed me lines and everything.
But that's what makes it fun, because you know it's you're working together, you see.
Exactly. It was great. It was really such
thank
fun.
Thank you.
Yay. That is Cassie, eh?
Yeah.
No, not really. I'm not really.
Yes, you are really.
No.
Look at all of us, eh? You came, you gave us a shot on your show. You're like, okay, go ahead. And it, you know, yeah.
And so. Jane just fucking crawled out of here. I've never seen her again.
She's scared of Andre, because Andre said he's also a king.
She's gorgeous.
She was thinking.
We love Jane. I love Jane. She's the best. Listen, we have to go now, because I see the people of Annie are mulling around outside. But what a musical. Have you seen that?
Absolutely delightful. I saw you at the opening, didn't I? Yes.
We saw each other. We hugged each other.
We hugged each other.
You see, my Alzheimer.
It's okay, but we were upstaged so much by wonderful little kids.
They were. Oh, Annie is such a beautiful musical. It's so well done, this particular version. Oh my God!
And
really.
Everybody is cast spot on.
Oh, they're good.
Niels was to me a best. Beautiful surprise.
What a surprise for Niels, eh?
So,
if you told me he was going to be Daddy Warbucks, I said, Niels.
Yeah. And Jarsval.
Yeah.
And no, man. No, God.
Nee.
From his grave, yeah. But no, man. Niels.
Klaassen,
yeah. Klaassen. Niels van Jarsveld is the other one. Sorry, I was thinking of the one from Cape Town. Niels van Jarsveld is the whiskey guy, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. Niels. You're still fantastic and you're still alive. Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news, Niels van Jarsveld is still alive. Contrary to Twitter rumors started on the Casper radio show.
Yes.
He is still alive. Even though André Schwartz and Casper bitched about his lack of talent and that it was good that he was gone, it is not true.
I'm sorry, do not include me in this. I am an unsuspecting guest.
I'm trying to save face.
Well, aren't save your own face. Leave mine out of it.
Wait now, Andre, aren't you also a good marketer? I mean, this is a story you could run with and create a career for Niels with this.
True. Yes, I have a marketing company, and that's my mainstay every day. Mm-hmm. So, I'm at the office at 9. And
who are you marketing?
My clients are people such as Crown National, McCain's, Nestle, Clover, quite a variety of clients. Momentum, great fun.
Andre, listen to me.
We don't
Andre,
do sponsorships.
Okay, but you do consultations. Can one come and say, okay, Andre, can we talk about this?
Andre, we've got segments in the show. We need sponsors. Can't you get Dairy Bell to just sponsor?
Why Dairy Bell?
Whoever he's got.
You see, I most of my clients I would like to keep.
Okay, and with that, I want to say thank you to André Schwartz for being here once and only once. And we are going to listen now to our soap. It's a new edition, a new episode. Thank you, André, for being here.
Pleasure. It was great fun.
And here's Consistory.
Oh. What's up?
We fix.
Oh.
We fix.
Hallo?
Goeiedag, ek is hier so om Dominique Koen te sien.
Oh, ja, en sê
vir hom, dit is sy broer in die gemeente, Dominique Marais.
Ah, van die hervormde kerk. Goed, ek sal hom sê. Hi, Niels.
Goeiedag. Kom, dis so lekker om jou te sien. Hoe gaan dinge?
Lang laas vir jou gesien. Dit gaan goed. Benny, kan jy vir ons 'n bietjie tee bring?
Goed, Dobbie. Ek sal tee maak.
Ja, maar ek was so lank laas hier, maar ons bou moes nou weer aan daar by die pastorie.
Ek sien, dit gaan goed daar met julle.
Ja, nee, ons silverbordjies klingel.
Waarmee kan ek jou help?
Eerstens voel ek, ek wil eintlik net so bietjie kom hoor, wat is jou gedagte oor julle onlangse ringsitting? Ek hoor die synode het alweer besluit dat hulle nie die moffies gaan toelaat nie.
Ja, ringsitting is eintlik 'n baie doeltreffende woord in hierdie opsig. Jy weet, Niels, dit is dan maar baie 1972 standaard 2 humor om te verwys na mense as moffies. Sou jy nie dit ook sê nie?
Jy beaam die beweringe, Kon. Daar is gissinge dat jy een van die mense is wat matig is teenoor hierdie homoseksualiste. Is dit 'n beter woord?
Wat is matig, Niels?
Dat jy dit in oorweging neem om binne die konteks van jou eie gemeente wil hierdie verbasteringe te erken.
Niels, kom terug na hierdie eeuw. Jy spartel en is vasgevang in die moeras van 'n vergetelheid van 'n oude doosheid wat my so omkrap. Benny!
Hallo, Benny.
Kanselleer die tee.
Hallo, Benny.
Weet jy dat my seun Marcel homoseksueel is?
Wat?
Ja.
Wou sê, hy lyk nog altyd vir my of hy 'n oraliste kan word.
Ek kan nie glo dat ons uit dieselfde boek tot dieselfde mag ons oë opslaan met tennisrakette. En jy kom met hierdie kinderagtige houding.
Kon, jy kan rondom die kwessie dans. Maar die harde realiteit is dat mense na die kerk toe kom om te bid, nie om fashion tips te kry nie.
Wat verstaan jy onder homoseksualisme?
Dit is die invloed van 'n samelewing wat meer sekulêr word en is besig om vir jong mans die idee te gee dat hulle mag leef in teenstelling met die harde woorde van Levitikus. Jy moet verstaan, ons verwelkom ons kudde binne die gemeente solank die kudde paar. Hierdie maatjies, hierdie gabbas van mekaar, ek dink dat hulle net die res van die gemeente stuur en gevolglik lei tot die afbreking van ons oortuiging.
Sê wat jy wil sê. Wat wil jy sê? Niels?
As daar 'n woord daarvoor is?
Gatgabbas. Jy weet daar's 'n woord en jy wou gatgabba gesê het.
'N prentjie verf 1000 woorde.
Die kudde, dis 'n ou Angora kudde. Van jare terug, muf, met ou vergeelde, vergiftige wol. Daardie wol moet ons afsny, Niels. Want ons lewe nou in hierdie tyd waar ons dinge met soveel meer insig verstaan. En dan kom jy hier aan met die mentaliteit van 'n homo na lady.
Kon ek verstaan dat jy sterk voel oor hierdie saak met die dat jou eie seun jou so teleurgestel het met sy lewenskeuses. Maar ek is bevrees dat hierdie dalk jou posisie as leraar in gedrang mag bring. Ek sal seker maak dat die magte wat in beheer staan van sake bewus is van hierdie rugkeer. Ja, ek het dit gesê, rugkeer wat jy op ons gemaak het.
Niels, ek sal op my eie afstig as dit moet. En ek sal my eie tent opslaan, daar langs Checkers, Sondag. En sê vir my, Niels, wil jy hier sit met jou 1650 kop? Wat dink jy van die lesbiers?
Die woord is toch duidelik, dis Adam en Eve en nie Madam en Eve nie.
Jy kom nou met ou argaïse argumente, Niels. Weet jy, hierdie ding gaan 'n skeuring veroorsaak. En ek sê vir jou, ek wil jou en jou preutse, effe, hysteriese vrou nooit weer sien nie.
Solank jy net weet, Connie, hierdie gaan nie sonder nagevolge wees nie. Ek wil jou herinner dat die gemeente die potensiaal het om vir die mense 'n wolkombersie te wees, nie 'n wolskoeter nie.
Maar die wolkombersie wat jy bring, bring jy vol netels en stukkies kak wat vashak soos bokkapaterdrol.
Kon ek gaan nie myself verwerdig om daardie met 'n verdediging te staaf nie. Ek gaan dit duidelik maak. Ek gaan nou my afskeid neem. Ek moet by die konsistorie uitkom om met die koster te praat oor die nuwe verbouinge wat ons daar doen ook. So, weet jy wat? Kon, wees jy nou wie jy wil wees, maar wees verseker, jy is nie welkom by ons gemeente nie.
Is dit hier, dominee?
Dankie, ek sal hom nou so met dit.
Fokloof!
Dit was koud.
Die dame kan ons help?
Ja, asseblief. Ons soek die platinum engelveer dubbelbed, asseblief. Of voorbeelde daarvan. Goed, mevrou.
Marita, ek het gehoor dat die beste matrasse in die hele wêreld kry hier so by die matrasplaas. Hierdie winkel het enige bedtipe benodigdhede wat jy aan kan dink.
Ek weet, dis waarom ek gedink het. Ons moet 'n bietjie kyk na bed, want my bed is so, ek het 'n 3/4 bedjie, sy brand en, nou ja, jy het al kom koffie drink, plaasbrand, Wilma, maar miskien, is dit nou tyd dat ek 'n groter bed kry?
Skus, ek verstaan ek jou reg, probeer jy vir my sê dat ek dalk so nou en dan 'n middagslaapie sommer daar by jou kan vang?
Kyk daar. Steek my weg.
Wat is dit wat pla is?
Nee, dit is 'n man. Hy het my probeer uitvat een keer.
Rita, ek kan vir jou een ding beloof. Ek sal jou eer verdedig bo alles en enige iets.
Rita, wat doen jy hier?
Dimitri, dit is
ek is haar kerel.
Dis my kerel. Het jy dit? Varkpoep.
Jou kerel?
Luister, meneer. Ek wil nie moeilikheid hê nie, maar laat ek dit baie duidelik maak vir jou. As jy enigiets onvanpas teenoor my dame sê, dan gaan daar sport wees.
Maar ek het nog... Ek ken haar net van ons het gekoffie en ons het gefilm. En nou het ek hier die... agressieve houding, asof jy haar klein, soos 'n stuk grond.
Ja, hy klein my, soos 'n groot stuk kontgrond. Dimitri, hy klein my, hy is myne.
Ag, weet jy laat my nou sommer bloos.
Ek dink ek moet daai bed nou koop. Laat ons gaan. Tot ziens, Dimitri.
Ek ken jou tipie. Jy is een van daai mense met jou grillerige, slijmerige hare, daai fancy aksent van jou. Ek ken jou soort. Bly weg van Rita af. Hoor jy my?
Okay. Relax jou nek, are, asseblief. Hier, veel gek mense wat hier. Ek het net hallo gesê en hulle fok my rond.
Dierbare suster, so goed om jou te sien. Hoe lank was dit sedert ons laas 'n bietjie saam gekuier het?
Allieu Bekkie. Ag, dit was te lank laas. Ek is so bly om jou te sien. Dis deesdae so verskriklik hier. Maar Attie, my man, soos jy weet, hy lê daar in die kamer, swaar verdoof. Met die stroopies en die pilletjies wat jy my al te goed van weet.
Ja, ek is al te bewus, ou sussie. Jammer dat ek net so ongenooid hier voor jou deur kom staan het. Ek het as ware met my tas in die deur geval.
Ek sien jy 'n hele paar tasse. Hoekom?
Ach, soos jy weet, het ek nou al vir jare lang daar in die Wilmerandstad omgeving gewerk as 'n mediese verkoopsverteenwoordiger. Ja. Die maatskappy het dit goed geag om my nou bietjie hierso in Gauteng te kom vestig en sodoende te kyk hoe ek ons klein ou mediese verskaffings kanale as het ware kan struktureer en bestuur.
ek verstaan. Nou, ek wil jou vertel van wat gebeur hier onder ons strukture.
Ja, ek weet al te goed, my goeie suster, maar laat ons nou nie te veel en te hardop sê wie betrokke is in hierdie situasie nie.
Sê, ek en jy dus nie, ek en jy moet nie so paranoïes, was altyd paranoïes.
Goed, maar solank jy verstaan, ek is hier om te help. Ek is nie hier om soos ou sis, en ek is toevallig jou ou sis, ja, oor jou skouer te loer nie. Ek is hier om ondersteuning te bied. Ek kan nie genoeg vir jou sê hoe hartseer dit vir my is, dat Attie nou bedlend is en gevolglik nie sy bek kan rek oor dinge waarvan hy niks regtig weet nie.
Attie is geneutraliseer en dis al wat belangrik is vir ons groot meester. So wat ek vir jou wil sê is, Marcel is binne in die kringloop. Hy doen sy werk as hierseun en hy versprei al die dwelms soos hy moet. Attie weet nie wat aangaan nie, maar die vraag is, Leeubekkie.
Ja, my liewe sus Vygie.
Wanneer moet ons ontsla raak van Attie?
Ek is so verblij oor hierdie Marcel kerel wat jy inderdaad in diens geneem het om ons te help met ons mediese voorraad.
Leeubekkie, kom gauw, kom ontmoet gauw van Attie. Oeh, want ek gaan so snaaks wees.
Ek sien ter die uit, my liewe sus.
Attie! Attie, kyk! Hier is iemand! Kyk, Attie! Dis my sister, Leeubekkie.
Maar, Vygie, jy het my dan nog nooit gesê, jy het een sister.
Da's altyd die verrassing, elke dag. Want elke dag het 24 uur. Kom, sê hallo vir Leeubekkie. Leeubekkie, dis Attie.
Hallo Attie, aangename kennis, so hartseer dat ons onder hierdie omstandighede moet ontmoet.
En jy knyp my hand, laat los my hand.
Skies, ek ken soms nie my eie krag nie. Ek wil dit net vir mense duidelik maak dat hulle in my kan vertrou en dat hulle kan stil en rustig wees.
Jou vanger is in my dui.
Ek is jammer, ek is soms so lomp.
Vygie.
Ja, Attie.
Het jy mekeer een kroon?
Nee, die een ding wat ons mekeer is, is mekeer een kroon. Maar ek gaan vir jou een pleisterkie bring.
Asseblief. Leeubekkie, wat doen jy?
Ek versprei mediese voorraad.
Ek bedoel nou, hoekom druk jy my oë so?
O, skies, het is net een masseringstechniek.
Jy maak my seer.
Ach, Leeubekkie, hy is so klein seerig.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
Maybe far away, or maybe real nearby. He may be pouring her coffee, she may be straightening his tie.
It's the hard knock life, like the monster's hard chance. It's the hard knock life.
So this is our chance to get out of this place.
Is this really happening?
So come on, let's run for it. Easy street.
I gotta get back to work.
You can't stay for the party?
What?
Come on. Baby, I never fully dressed without a smile.
That is Annie, the musical. And I'm speaking now because the song just fucking ends now. I don't know why. It just ends there.
DJ DeFries.
So that, on the yeah, deck they didn't have a nice, nice rounded off tomorrow ending. I don't know what the hell. People, welcome. From Annie, Sharon Miss Hannigan.
Hello.
Niels. Daddy Warbox.
Hello, been away 6 weeks. Where the hell is everybody?
And Stephen.
Very good, Gaspar.
Thank you.
Nice,
I rehearsed
brother.
All night.
Excellent.
Stroking my little cock. Listen.
Sounds a little bit more than a little cock. Some good decibels, man.
I'm sorry. I'm in a strange mood. I'm in a naughty mood today. People, your show is fantastic. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks. Up top. Boom.
Woohoo!
I saw it a second time, but apparently did things go wrong, Sharon?
Well, my big entrance at the beginning, the door didn't want to open. So
I didn't even see that.
I didn't even know
that. That's amazing.
We didn't notice that. I thought, my God, Sharon is on fire tonight. Meanwhile, you were fuming inside. Where's my doll? Oh, Miss Hannigan is so wonderful. It's such a wonderful character to play. Of course, the people who saw the movie years and years and years ago remember Carol Burnett playing that.
Yes,
the ultimate Miss Hannigan.
The wonderful Carol Burnett, yes.
Yes, but you make it your own, honey. Oh, I love the way you walk. Where did you go and rehearse that strut?
It just sort of emerged in one rehearsal.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
It's like a alcoholic strut.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah. Sure. But imagine the elbows, people. Elbows behind the back. Walking. Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. Of course, we had Sharon here before because she was in Sweeney Todd.
Mm.
And she played Miss fucking Hamisham. Who were you in Sweeney
Todd? Mrs. Lovett.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Lovett.
Close.
And we had Niels here before because he played in You're Lovely, You're Perfect, I Love You, Fuck Off Now, Change.
Yes, that's it. Exactly.
And you were fantastic.
Most people don't get the title. Most people don't get the title right, but you got it bang on.
I was so impressed with your singing in the show, Niels.
Thanks, Gasper.
Yes, you did it well.
Thanks, man.
I mean, it sounds as if I thought you couldn't do it, but just because I know you so well, it was like seeing someone on Broadway. You were just hitting those notes. I was like, how the fuck is he going to hit that note? He got it!
Yeah!
And you got very nice characterization of Daddy Warbucks. It's like a good Donald Trump.
Yes. I think so too. Yeah, yeah, I think if Donald Trump got an Annie in his life, he might soften too. I think Daddy Warbucks, the original version, is quite a hardcore guy, but I think the appeal of the story is exactly that this little kid introduces life to him again, as opposed to just hunting money.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a wonderful, it's a wonderful curve.
In the story, he's a Republican, and President Roosevelt's Democrat.
Yes.
So that's cool, quite ironic.
Yeah.
And but he's a nice guy, Daddy Warbucks, not like Trump, who I flabbergasted that he's president of the United States. I can't.
Mind-boggling.
I also
hasn't
can't.
Been a bad dream that we're about to wake up from. I switched off the news a long time ago because it's like, what?
You know what happened?
I'm in denial.
Me too.
So am I now. Because after he won, I don't want to watch him anymore. Yeah. I don't want to see any interviews with him anymore.
I agree.
Before, I was laughing at him and thinking, oh, he's upset. But now, I don't want to see him.
No.
I can't believe it.
No, me either.
Yeah.
Stephen the Rooster, you are phenomenal. Stephen, I think I fell in love with you.
Okay.
No, as talent. You are amazing.
It's a pretty delicious role to get sunk into, though, Casper. I mean, on the page, it's pretty fantastic. Gets to swoop in right at the end of Act One, sing a kick-ass song, just be nasty.
Yeah, nasty. But you know what? Tim Curry, the ultimate, he played him. I wasn't impressed with his Rooster. You just stole it.
Cheers, man.
The show.
Well, I mean, I don't want to keep making apologies
or
downplaying things, but like being on a stage as opposed to having to play into a
camera,
you get to really just rip the roof off as OTT as you want to be.
You're right.
The associate director, wonderful guy, Nick Winston from the UK, said you need to chew the scenery so badly that nothing should remain.
Just eat it
completely. And to be given that kind of license is kind of rare.
Typically
played the straight man in previous roles.
Oh, really? What? Like
yes.
What?
I mean, my first sort of musical role, I was a sort of a romantic interest, Sky in Mamma Mia. I mean, most recently, this year I played Cassio in Othello. Once again, romantic character.
Oh, I thought Cassio in a Tata Funken ad.
No, I'm sorry. That's with one S. Just so you know, the joke's been made.
sorry. I had to get it in. And so have you worked with these wonderful creatures before, Stephen?
Niels and I did Mamma Mia together.
Yeah!
He was Harry the gay dad.
Yeah, but you're the gay dad.
The gay dad.
I'm very versatile.
You
that's
believe you're saying this on radio,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Putting it out.
Hey, it's Casper's show, man.
Yeah.
That's why I'm feeling so relaxed.
Anything can happen.
You know, of course, we have mentioned it before, but for people who are behind the time and maybe listening for the first time, Niels was Brute Weyers in Hark and Steek, the original. He was in the Casper Rasper show. He did that... what's that? Are you not? You want a minimal million?
The Domste Droll.
The Domste Droll. The Weakest Link.
Yes.
Were you the guy who had the big, you know?
Yes.
He was the one with the big sort of.
Well, yes. Brute Weyers. Yeah.
In the Hark and Steek.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean had?
Yeah, I've seen you backstage.
This section was sponsored by Telefunken Dongles. So you are actually a serious actor at heart, Stephen.
What does that even mean? That's a non-sequitur if I ever heard one.
Because
a serious
you look,
actor. We okay, play. This is what we do for a living. It's the best job ever.
But if I see you on stage, I think of someone in like Jim Carrey who is mad. And I can't imagine you being normal. So you are. So this madness, where does it come from?
Funny you mentioned Jim Carrey. I mean, his brand of comedy is very, very... Yeah, good to also sink your teeth into if you want to create something like Rooster. I don't know. I also sort of, I'm a big comic book junkie, so the Joker is a big influence.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
Particularly one that is quite obscure, Cesare Romero from the 1960s Batman show. Ironically, he was a Joker who played it with the sort of the white clown makeup, but he also had a moustache under there, which is the weirdest thing ever to see the Joker with a moustache hastily covered in white face paint. But he is zany, off the wall, and just like, you know, that brand of 1960s lunacy really struck me, and I thought, I'm going to channel a little bit of that.
Yeah, you also the ticks are wonderful. You look a bit like the ex-husband of Courtney Cox on stage. What's his name? David Arquette.
Oh yes, yeah.
On stage, you look a bit like him. Just telling you. And he's also a bit mad.
He's so like, a little snort.
Fucked.
Eh?
Yeah. He is like, where is he mad? I think it is in Scream.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not well.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Loony, very lame, kind of like small town cop.
Yeah, but you reminded me of him as well. I wanted to ask you, where's Courtney at some stage? But then I'm also crazy.
No.
Guilty as charged.
You'd never tell.
Yeah. And Sharon, after Sweeney Todd, you did the Cape Town run, and then you went to your sister-in-law or your brother in marriage or twice removed grandfather in England.
Yes, I went to go and visit family in England.
Are they listening again?
I think they are. Yes.
Okay, because last time we swore a bit and they were going, did you that just
was,
say?
That was my mother.
I'm sorry, mummy. What's her name?
Ray,
I'm sorry, my darling. But I am like, I'm actually very good at heart. But my vocabulary is big. It's huge. It's fucking huge, Ray.
she used to be an actress. She's not shocked.
All right. Okay, no, that's good.
She just likes to play shocked. Give you a hard time. Yeah. Is that right?
That's a parent's job.
Are you looking forward to doing the Cape Town run, which is coming up? Because do you like the Cape?
Yes. Just
can't
be
wait.
On the beach.
You're not indigenous to the Cape, so
you are.
Nice to be home for the holidays.
Because I wanted to ask you, are you Indian? Are you from Durban or are you?
Nai me bro.
Oh, you're from the
Cape.
Oh yeah.
Lekker by die see.
Welkom.
Dankie.
Oh, fantastic. So did you do UCT training?
I was at UCT, yes. I did my 4 years between 2002 and No, 2003 and 2006, I think, if memory serves.
Yeah.
Seems like a long time ago now.
You're sorry that I'm like this, because I don't know you, and I'm trying to find out, because I'm like mesmerized.
Casper, I'm going to struggle to get my head through the door.
I mean, I know Sharon. She is fantastic. She is lovely. She's fantastic as Miss Hannigan. I know Neil so well, and I'm so impressed. But you, I don't know, and I'm like jittery.
Cape Town's a pretty obscure
place. I'm jittery
place.
In your presence, because you're so talented.
No, man. We do what we do, Casper.
I will watch your rooster over and over and over again. I can tell you that. It is fantastic. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, to be compared, first of all, with Tim Curry, and then to go, Tim Curry sucked.
He sucked.
In comparison. Wow, dude.
He
that
sucked.
Is. I don't
well,
think.
Well, you should see my Frankenfurter. Sweet transvestite.
I don't want to see your Frankenfurter.
You already seen my cock.
Yeah, you got a girlfriend.
In the next room, no less. Oh, dear.
Yeah, she's here. Your girlfriend is here. She made sure, because she knew. I think she sensed that I'm in love with you. But anyway, so what's happening next year for you people? After Annie, what big productions do you want to do? Do you love musicals? Do you play also, like you said, Shakespeare and stuff like that? Is there any news you can break already? Maybe about musicals coming up?
I can't at the moment.
Oh my God. No, come on.
But I do have a big plan for next year.
And tell me, can you give me some kind of a hint, darling?
That is not in this country.
Oh, I love it already. Oh my God, she's taking over from Glenn Close. That is going to be awesome. Niels, your direction of various productions, but like the musical you did for Kosie Smit was superb. The way you adapted that musical was genius.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Ingenious. And you know, that musical should now go big. It was interesting. It was like a laboratory production in the studio, where I am at the moment, ladies and gentlemen, with my show alive. But you should now go big with the orchestra, because it really worked. And I watched a bit of the movie the other night on Showmax, and what you did is miraculous.
Ach, thanks. Yeah, I certainly hope that there's more such kind of productions that I could kind of sink my teeth into.
Yeah, you're good.
Directing-wise.
Yes.
But truth be told, I think for me next year, I'm waiting on two potential answers for two soap operas. I'm ready to just for a year or two, pay off my debt. That would be awesome. So that's really all I'm rooting for. Most certainly, kind of taking Alter de Medrome further is definitely a plan. But I think we're potentially going to surprise people who ever saw it, but specifically focused on people who didn't. We might be quite creative on what we do next with it.
Good.
I'm sure I can actually say.
You can say that.
We actually want to potentially make a remake of the movie.
Yes, that's what I've thought now.
Yes.
Yes. Good idea. Very good idea.
Yes. Yes. And then take it with a big fold-up screen to all the doorpiece, and then the next year clap it with.
And then you stage
the stage production.
Yes. Now. Clever. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. A fantastic idea that just the seed germinated in Neil's mind, and I watered him.
Yes. Please, can I ask you never to do that again?
I'm sorry. Charmaine, you still here, my darling? Can you please give him a tissue?
Yeah.
Well, have you said hello to Jonathan Rocksmith at Joseph yet, Sharon?
Of course.
Okay, because you were Sweeney Todd and Mrs. Lovett. And doesn't he look beautiful now with his hair?
Oh, my goodness.
Much better, hey?
Beautiful. I liked him bald. I did.
Do you like them bald?
I do like them bald.
Okay. But, I'm quite bald.
But he does look beautiful.
Can I take off my
hat?
Yeah. he looks beautiful. And I haven't seen this Joseph, so I must see this Joseph. I've seen your Annie now twice. That sounds a bit sexual. But Hi, how are you, Sharon? No, I'm fine. I've seen your Annie twice. I know. When are you going to see it again? Tomorrow.
That should
costume.
Be a jingle or a radio spot. And then you break into the chorus of Tomorrow. Amazing.
I saw you guys on Saturday night and it was awesome. You were absolutely fantastic. You guys work damn hard. True. You do. You can see that. Yeah, you know, with songs like NYC, I think, oh my God, here they come. I know what's going to happen. It's a long fucking song. And they do it so well. And the happiness and stuff, you know, you keep it up. Because I can imagine after so many performances, is Annie going to stay now? We don't care, you know, the staff. But they do. And I even saw Casper. What do you mean with that? My show? Or did you see me at Annie? Or did you see me as Annie? Because some nights I stand in. For Annie. That's a swearing one. You know that I've got two dogs.
You do it more than that.
I've got two dogs in my show, and I always, every night, I tell them they must go onto the Annie stage and mark Annie's krik. Because she was going, tomorrow, and then the German Shepherd. And I said, then instead of saying, leaping lizards, she would shout, flying fuck nuts, and run up the stage.
That's never going to be the same again.
No. Each night I shall go flying fuck nuts.
Okay, so we got a section we haven't played on the show for a while.
Here we come.
Oh my God. About news and interesting questions. Charmaine, you may play with. You can't steal the earphones, though. I was just about to catch Charmaine putting it in a bag. The cans.
Still plugged in.
You're still plugged in.
Oh, my God, I hear Cliff Central all the time.
Now, these questions are sorry, my darling?
No, go ahead.
I said these questions are With Sarklik, what's that? Mainly.
Mainly, yeah.
Thank you. It's mainly any questions. Mm-hmm. See, I want to test you people. I want to test the hell out of you. But it's also other questions. So let me... Okay. Why are people dying more and more, these modern people? What are they doing that's modern?
Hey? Huh? I don't quite get the...
Well, that's a kind of quiz. It's like...
Oh.
Out-of-the-box cock quiz.
Okay, so why do people die more and more all
now,
the time?
Millennials, especially.
Because of the fact that Donald Trump became president of America.
No, that's too soon.
Okay, too soon. So why are people dying?
Hashtag too soon. What do millennials do these days? Okay, let me give you a hint.
Yes.
It was started... By all
Pokemon.
No. Facebook.
No. This
selfie
thing was
sticks.
Started by some comedian at the Oscars.
Selfies?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're taking selfies and they get hit by cars.
And falling off rocks. And the latest one was a Russian who fell off a balcony. Oskana. She's gone. Oskana.
But isn't that based on Pokemon? That Pokemon game. What?
No, yeah. Self.
Pokemon Go.
No, Pokemon Go is something else again. Oh. Where you chase the monsters.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you run in front of things.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. But no, selfie, they stand and they want to make the most awesome selfie now. But I think that's where they should get the sticks.
Yes.
You know, if you want to go stand on a balcony.
Absolutely.
So people are dying more and more.
Okay. Right, now we get the whole premise. Okay. Excellent.
What did Kasper Neuvest, Charmaine, get himself?
Why would I know about Kasper Neuvest?
I don't know. You look like a Kasper Neuvest.
I'm black, is that it?
Groupie. No, you're not black. You're not black at all. What are you? Ochre. What did Kasper Neuvest get himself, people?
I would guess either a Ferrari or a Maserati.
Very close, but
Porsche.
Not very. But it's not really the question. The question is, yes, he got him one of that.
Okay.
But what is so specific about that?
That inside it, he got an STD.
From who? Bongi.
Sure. I'm not necessarily up to date with celebrities, but I don't know. Probably one of his groupies. That's what I would think.
Kasper Neuvest bought himself a Bentley.
Oh, what?
But it was his second Bentley.
No.
Who buys two fucking Bentleys? I mean, really?
Wow.
Oliver Warbucks.
Yeah. Oliver Warbucks.
Seriously?
I mean, who's his accountant?
Look, I guess if you can fill the F&B Stadium, there must be quite a nice salary at the end of an event like that.
Maybach or something. You know why the second same fucking car?
Yeah.
So can I just tell you that I don't know who you're talking about?
He is like the biggest star ever, Sharon.
Yeah.
I've never heard of him.
Let me tell you. I haven't heard of him either. And then one day I got a tweet from a fan of Kasper Neuvest who said how she wanted to fuck me in which positions. And I was so excited. I thought, comedy pays. Jesus, people want to fuck me. No, it was the wrong Kasper she wrote. It is this guy. He is like a major, what star is he?
Hip-hop, quite a... He's also a producer, but that's essentially his realm. Yeah,
South Africa. He's Kasper with two S's.
He's not an important Kasper in my life. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. I love you for saying that, because he is the most important Kasper in South Africa. You get him, yes. Then you get Kasper Lee, you get Kasper Bosman, you get Kasper the Friendly Ghost, and then you get me only.
I've only heard of Kasper the Friendly Ghost and you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. But those is the best. Those is the best, eh?
Okay.
And now we're going to go over to the any section of our quiz. What other musicals did Tom Meehan wrote except for The Book of Annie? Now this
Stephen knows this.
You picked, if only Candace, you picked three actors here.
If only Candace was here, or Richard.
Richard.
No. Yeah, they would definitely know. These
Who's
people
Richard?
Are
Richard?
Scholars of Drake.
He plays Drake in Annie, the butler.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's lovely.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Is he also one of the colleagues of the president?
Yes.
He sings
yes,
so badly.
Yes,
the, oh, he's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, very funny.
Very good.
He sings badly on purpose. Just so you know.
No, I know. Is his surname Foster?
Yes.
Yes, tell him I think he's fantastic.
Yeah.
No. What were you talking about? Tom Meehan.
Best we don't remember.
Oh, you mean he would know musicals?
Yes.
Okay, well, people, let me give you a hint. It is a Mel Brooks musical that he wrote the book for.
Young Frankenstein?
No, yeah.
The other one? More successful?
Oh, you see, I...
Tumbleweed.
I don't know what
Who
why I am
people?
In musical
yeah,
theatre. I know nothing.
Bloody
I know nothing.
Really there was a sign outside the door that said auditions, work, money. So we went in, and then
you
we
know.
Got
see,
the money.
I know, but I'm so bit. Old, I've forgotten.
If you got it, flaunt it.
You're fired.
Springtime for his
The producers. The producers.
That's
really?
Yes,
that is quite something.
It's
wow.
Interesting, eh? And then there's another one that he wrote that's now in 3 weeks' time will be live on television NBC as part of their season where they do redo musicals live. They've just done Rocky Horror Picture Show or Rocky Horror Show. Now there's one with Harvey Fernstein.
Wow.
As the mother.
Hairspray.
He wrote Hairspray as well. Tom Meehan. Leaping flying fuck lizards. Now.
Nuts.
You're learning something.
Yeah,
you know?
I am.
So glad. Yeah, that's
handing
awesome.
My
Tom.
Musical theatre card.
Yeah.
Disgraceful.
Was there a follow-up to Annie?
A follow-up?
You think?
Well, there've been remakes of it. But
yes, but
actual...
like the play theater. Do you think they made a follow up or?
And you know, I did read something about Annie at 30 something, some sort
what?
Of production.
Oh,
is that right?
Annie
is that
right? At 30. What did she sing yesterday? Yesterday. I think I'm gonna die right here. Maybe I'll cremate. No. You're right. There was a, you read right. There was a follow up. It was written by Tom Meehan, this guy.
Tom, again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it
Love
was
Tom.
A failure of the first. It's called Annie 2, The Miss Hannigan Revenge.
Oh my goodness, it sounds like a Hollywood remake.
Yeah.
But we should get it for you, Sharon. You're Miss Hannigan.
Good. How old would I be then? Was she like 90?
No. I don't think she's necessarily 34. I think that was your imagination. I think it's just after the story. Miss Hannigan maybe is in jail, and then she comes out maybe with Rooster and the girl. What's your girlfriend's name?
Lily.
And Lily. Mm. And maybe, yeah.
Or Shirley Mudge.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Now, it was it didn't work, so they restaged it as Annie Warbucks. Still didn't work.
Wow.
So there you go. Are you still fine, Shemaine?
I'm still here. Leave me alone. You know, I hate this. Always wants me to do these quizzes.
No, I think you've got a question for the fucking guests.
You want me to talk to them? I'm having fun just listening to all of you.
Just running commentary. Kasper is now on Shemaine's back. He's pulling her by the ears.
Literally.
Headbutting her from behind.
Okay, so how many Tonys did Annie win? Here we go, people. A Tony,
14.
Sharon, a Tony is a prize.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, just Theatre of New York. Thank you.
The Antoinette Perry Award was won how many times, you said?
14.
Divided by 2 is?
7.
You're right.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
It won 7.
Bravo.
Oh, there was a big controversy in 1997 with Miss Hannigan because she was played by... Okay. Fat. Fat. Fat.
What's her name? Misery actress.
No. The 1997. Misery was then, I think, in Standard 5.
With Alan Cumming.
No, you're right. No, it's not that.
No, you're talking about theatre, not the
movie. Theatre. You're thinking of the television one with Kate, what's her name? The Misery Woman?
The Misery
the
Woman.
Misery yeah, yeah. Woman.
Kathy Bates.
Yes. Kathy Bates. You're right. Sorry,
no,
Kathy.
No, this one was stage. It was a stage production, and there was controversy because...
Roseanne Barr.
No, it's racism.
Oh, my.
1997, they were racism.
Was it Oprah Winfrey?
Oh, shame. You thought of Fat, eh? Shame. No. Did you see Ain't Misbehaving? That beautiful rendition. With "You're Mean to Me."
That was beautiful, Casper.
Casper, I think you should give up. It's obvious that
I have
we
Star
haven't
Wars
seen anything. We don't know anything.
I think I
just give us all the info.
I think I should get a couple of people in for musical quiz.
Yes, yes.
Next time.
Yeah.
Like Wesley Lauder and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. You obviously know for absolutely fuck
nothing.
All.
Yes. Yeah. Only know the musical I'm in.
Yes.
Yes.
What's
but
the
it
show
wasn't
called?
Okay.
In 1998. But you see, it's also we're working with your imagination and the way you're thinking, your creative thinking. So we are testing that in a way as well.
I see.
So there is methods in the absolute madness. In 1998, on the West End. The West End, darling. There was Annie, and who played Miss Hannigan then? And a clue for you would be you and I the other day in your dressing room, each putting on a wig. So what did they do with Miss Hannigan in the West End?
They cast twins.
I love your thinking straight out of the aluminum box. No, they didn't. Siamese twins.
I think I
little
might
girls,
have an
girls,
idea.
Little girls. No, they cast a man.
Oh, yes, wow. Craig Revel Horwood.
Who?
Craig Revel Horwood. Are you talking about recently? Like last year or?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. So that's fantastic that you are springing a fact surprise on me. Where was that? On West End as well?
Actually, it was in the British tour last year.
Huh.
Okay. Did you see it?
Wow.
No.
We got the score from that production.
Yes,
so
it's this
all
production
of Hannigan's keys are like for a male voice. We had to do some quick switcheroonals with the voice parts back in rehearsal.
Not so much for me.
No, you're fantastic. You can do anything. But I just want to know, what should I look for? West End Annie, if I want to play a bit of it.
No, just UK. Put UK tour.
Annie UK
tour. 2016-2015.
Yeah, 15, I think,
Okay, listen to this. I've got Annie Original Broadway, Annie Original Motion Picture, Annie the New 20th Century Musical, Annie 50 Shades of Annie.
Whoa! I can't imagine they did a cast recording. It's fairly recent.
Oh my god. Hit me, daddy, hit me. Annie. It's gone, it's not here. The 20th century. This is the 20th century. Let me just open it up. 12-12 Broadway cast. 2012.
Sharon will sing Little Girls a cappella,
Thank
in
you,
the
Stephen.
Male key. Little girls everywhere.
I'm going to look for it now. I first want to ask you this question. It was who played, what male played Miss Hannigan?
John Travolta.
No, England.
The West End.
Well,
West End.
You know, they imported him.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Nicely out of the box. Because John Travolta did play the woman in Hairspray.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So.
But... No, this is a British guy. It is his personality. So it would be like, for instance, Evita Poseidon note playing this.
Oh, okay. Oh, are you talking about
Dame
Lily?
Edna?
Lily,
not Edna Everidge, but
Lily.
Lily Tarzan.
Umper.
Lizzie Gorilla.
Umper.
Lizzie Monkey.
Savage.
Lily Savage.
Yes.
Right.
Very good. Well, at the moment, Sharon is in the lead with a half point.
She knew who Lily Savage was. Incredible.
Is yes. On minus three, and yeah. That's even is not on the charts yet. One of the most famous Annies ever was.
Yes.
Aileen Quinn.
No. Yeah, but that she's not that famous anymore.
Terry Bradshaw.
Aileen Quinn is now.
Can I just finish
my joke? Can I just finish my joke? Aileen Quinn is in Pennsylvania working at a library. She's got fuck all to do. Sorry, you were right. Who's that?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker, yes.
Yeah. Annie, 1982 or something.
And what about in this country?
For them.
I'm off the starting blocks. Yeah.
Who played Annie in this country?
Suan Brown.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Claire Johnson.
Wasn't she?
Oh, yes.
Was she Annie?
Was she Annie?
Yeah.
Oh. Really?
Wow.
That's fantastic. When? 1960? Sorry, no, Claire, I love you. You know that, eh? You know that. that is the question.
Thank so we've ended goodness.
Oh, there's one more thing. I'm going to play you this, and I'm going to ask you something. Annie was spoofed a lot. Spoofed a lot in movies. Can you name one movie in which there was a Annie spoof scene that was quite famous?
It's not Tranny.
Your son will come out tomorrow.
No, that also very good. You know what? Can I tell you something? When I was young, I wrote my first cabaret, and one of the songs I wrote was Tomorrow's a Gay Away. Isn't that fantastic?
It is.
I was like, social commentary? Hello, 1986. But no, this was like in a very... It's a movie spoofing James Bond. What movie spoofs James Bond?
Johnny English?
The Spy Who...
No.
Top Secret.
No.
Oh, they're all the spoofs.
Johnny English.
No, think hippies, flowers.
Darling. Yeah.
Remember
Austin Powers.
Yes, that's it.
What's the thing he says? I can't remember.
Do I make you randy, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baby. Yes. Okay. He's got a new stag line.
Yes.
Anyway.
Do I make you horny, baby? Yes.
Psychedelic.
Do I make you horny, baby?
I love it. So, in one of the movies, apparently they did an Annie spoof, and let me play it to you. It's Dr. Evil and Mini Me.
Gentlemen, listen up, y'all. Here's the new plan. You're gonna start a riot, and we're gonna walk out the front door.
Hey, man. I know guys on crack that makes more sense than you.
Really? Then let me put it to you this way, cuz. I didn't know how to be. No crib on MTV. God only knows. Got my mini-me in the GP. See how it goes. Evil's all that I see. And you ask me my name? G to the Rizzo. E to the Bizzo. I to the Lizzo. I'm a crazy... We all knew that. Austin caught me in the first act. It's all backwards. What's with that? So I'll make a prophecy from the dogs to the mini-me. Give me an Escalade, a two-way bling-bling on eBay. Domino. That in your pipe and smoke it. Uh-huh. It's for all my homies in Bruges.
Ah, Cristal, my moto, a couple of beehatches. Why not? I got a buster move, dropping buster groove, feeling fine. Got an evil crew, gold member to lick my nine. Till then, I'll j on my butt, brains up, put on call and splooge in your app. That's all. For shizzle my nizzle, y'all. Yeah. Awesome. All right, listen up. Tonight, 8 p.m., you're going to start a riot.
Yes, Dr. Evil.
Yes, Dr. Evil. You're listening to the Casper Radio Show. I've got the wonderful cast of Kenny. I've got the arsehole mass of Kenny here. No, the wonderful cast. I wish I could have everyone here, but it will be too full. It's a beautiful, full-scale production. If you really like musicals, you must go, go, go. I wish I could see it more than five times still. Have you got a favorite, Annie, Sharon? Can't you say that on air? Look, they're not listening to this radio show.
A favorite, Annie. Oh, okay. All three of them are gorgeous.
Do you like them? Do you get along with them?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
And you, Niels? You got to fall in love with the little girl. So,
and this is not just the right answer. Each of them are such different personalities. All three of them are incredibly professional. Yeah. But how can I say? So Caitlin is almost the showgirl. She's more of a showgirl.
Okay, tell me which one is that.
She's giraffe. The oldest one. The tallest one,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the cutest one, just because she's so little.
Yeah,
and
it's Nana Muscuri.
Nana Muscuri.
I saw her last night.
Is Lila, yeah. And she's adorable. So she gives a completely beautiful, different feel to it.
Animated. Animated.
And then Emma Rose is almost the one in between.
Did she open?
Yes, she did.
So I see
she's got elements of both. And to me, almost she fits our idea of Annie the best. I think the traditional idea of her. She's not too tall, not too short. You can buy the fact that she's feisty and that others would be scared of her, and yet her sweetness. So it's a very difficult thing to say. What I can say is I've kind of relearned so much of what this business is actually about when looking at them. To have 12-year-olds taking on an entire show this size on their little shoulders and carrying it, pulling it off. Yes, man. Yeah. It's like something to behold.
I like the fact that each Annie has got a team, ladies and gentlemen. So you got your orphan teams.
Yes.
So they don't often play the same part. But just tell Nana Muscuri's girl in the washing thing, she's very cute. What's her name?
Lila.
Mika.
The one that's...
Where?
That Molly.
Let's go. Mommy at the beginning.
That's Mika.
She must hit you harder. Because the opening night, that girl hit you so hard. It was so fantastic.
Thank you, Casper.
Yeah, well, thanks her. But tell her that the team, whatever they are, she must push you. She must, like, push, give you a... Push.
Well, I speak for Rooster when I say I hate all the Annies equally.
Yeah.
Can't wait to put them in a little box in the ground and run away with that $50,000.
Smackaroos.
Oh, yeah.
Sam, old Rooster, he's going to be disappointed.
You, buddy.
He's going to be disappointed for 100 times in a row.
Oh. Oh.
Did you go actually for dancing lessons as a boy? Or is that natural rhythm?
No, I taught him everything he knows.
Of course.
Really?
Casper, this dude is actually a fully fucking awesome street dancer dude.
You heard it right here. Fully fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Street dancer dude.
Yeah. No, so full on. Hip-hop dancer.
I used to be a hip-hop dancer in my youth. Now I've graduated to being an actor because we sweat slightly less that way.
Yeah.
Only slightly.
And you don't bruise your knees as often.
Well, you've got that base now. You see, you've got that fundamenta. It's people go see Annie. Book. It's in Cape Town as well. You lucky Cape Townians. It's a really good version of the musical. And it's a very well-written musical as well. Mm. And they bring justice to it. And it's a feel-good. That innocent times of the 30s, just before World War II, FDR being there. It's a very, very well-done musical. I'm going to ask my silent partner, Shemaine Harris, who sat throughout this whole show. Shemaine, have you got anything to add?
No, not really, but you asked me for a quote of the week, so
wait,
I went to
look. Okay, but listen, I must put... Sharon, won't you please check... take a picture of this.
I forgot to take pictures of all of you.
Never to
here is the dawn of the wind.
Are you really doing that? That looks so wrong.
No, but the people can't see.
Okay, listen. Okay, the people can't see. I'm just telling you, Casper is shoving a mic up my nostrils. So.
You're Annie.
Yeah. Hey!
That is the quote for the week, which Casper wants, I think, is bullshit. But okay, here we go. Quote for the week is, a single conversation across the table with a wise man is worth a month's study of books. And that's a Chinese problem.
No, the Chinese know fuck all. Now, listen, people, thank you for being here. Bye-bye, Sharon.
Bye-bye, Casper.
Bye, Niels.
Bye-bye, Casper.
And bye-bye, my one and only Stephen.
Tot ziens, liefie.
Goodbye, stay well. Bye-bye, bye-bye, girlfriend. Goodbye, bye, well. Tot ziens, bye. CliffCentral.com.